This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
I'm Leah Maitland, KCBS Foodie Champ, Toto El Dia, 24th Street, San Francisco. I'm honored to introduce managing partner and chef, Maynard Pateo. Buenos dias, chef.
Buenos dias.
Hola, amigo, Joe Hargrave.
Hola, amigo.
My friend Joe, I've known for about 20 years from, my gosh, way back. Before we go to your way back, I want to talk to Chef Maynard first. So, Chef, your journey in food, let's talk about home. Growing up, who was cooking in the family? What was coming out of the kitchen? What are your food memories from your childhood?
Well, my mom was cooking, my sister, sometimes my brother. So that's when like I started. So someone like cooking that was like not my mom. And I grew up eating like seafood, like a lot of seafood. It was good. And definitely tamales.
Tamales. Mama's tamales. You talked about seafood. Is there one dish that your mama made that to this day just warms your heart when you think about it? What was your favorite dish from Mama?
It was a fish soup. Yeah. It was really delicious. She will put like some fish, some shrimp, some clams.
So a little bit like a Geppino?
Kind of, yeah.
But what about the sauce? Was there a broth?
It was like clear broth.
Yeah.
Like not too like heavy. It was really tasty, especially on, you know, like the winter side. So it was like really nice to have.
So in Spanish, what would you call that dish?
Caldo de pescado.
Ooh. You want some of that, Joe,
don't
you?
Sounds a lot better when he says it, doesn't it? I'll just say, yeah, it's like caldo de pescado. Say it, Maynard. Just listen to you.
Caldo de pescado.
Yeah, it sounds a little better. Say it, Joe.
No, I'm okay. It doesn't come out the same.
So, Joe, let's go back to the day Maynard walked in the door here and first started working with you more than a decade ago, right?
You know, I'm trying to remember if I knew his name was Maynard, M-A-Y-N-O-R, or if we thought his name was Maynard because he was so young and small. I believe that Maynard...
He's 6'3", by the way.
Yeah, right. I believe when we met, you were 8.
No, I was 20 already.
20.
I was 20.
Okay. Yeah, because he was doing tequila shots, remember?
Yeah. Right.
Right before 21. So I was like, yeah. I started in July, mid-July.
At Valencia. At Valencia, yeah.
And so Tacolicious on Valencia.
Yeah.
How many years were you there at Tacolicious?
Like six the first part in Tacolicious. Then I went to Bar San Pancho for 2 years. And then go back to Palo Alto for another 3 years.
Oh, you served time in Palo Alto. How was that?
It was different, but it was good. But different.
That's what we had to say. It was different.
Like,
it was different.
Experience, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was really nice.
Well, I think what the biggest accomplishment. I mean, there's been many, but I think one of the biggest accomplishments for Maynard with our company is he moved himself down to Manhattan Beach and opened our restaurant. So not only was the restaurant 300 miles away, but we were on day four of training when COVID hit. And so Maynard was tasked with opening a new restaurant in an unfamiliar town with masks and gloves and shields on and just regulations changing all the time. So he did 4 years, three and a half years.
Three and a half, yeah.
Did Joe set you up with an apartment on the beach?
Yeah, right.
Okay, moving on. So, Joe, my friend.
Yes, sir.
We're going to talk about Toto El Dia, But I do want to just mention this, and this is part of your success story, are the employees that you discover, foster, and give them an opportunity for upward mobility.
Yeah.
So mine are coming to you 14 years ago.
Yeah, 12 and a half.
And his first job was, and what's his position now?
I think you started as a line cook.
Maintenance. Yeah,
that makes more sense.
Wait, from light bulbs to...
That makes sense because he's actually really handy. And when we were opening this restaurant... We were opening this restaurant, we kept trying to get you into the kitchen, and I was like, where the hell is Miner? And he's like, he's outside painting the sign. He's always working on something or doing something, so that makes sense. I'd forgotten. But he has this crazy skill of just seeing the finite details in everything. And so if you look around the restaurant, Liam, you commented this morning giving me credit that every little detail was looked after. And yes, I get to do that from the outset, but I have no ability to maintain it. And Miner is unbelievable because his consistency, and you see it in his food, and you see it in his cleanliness. You see the windows are always clean. It's like it's really hard to do, but he keeps the staff. We have a total of 5 different Tacolicious locations, including Todo El Dia, and the uniforms are like up and down. You see the staff walk, they walk in, I'm like, why is everybody's uniform dirty? Why are their shoes not clean? Why? Every single time Miner's in charge of a restaurant, it's dialed. Yeah. Every time.
Done.
It's like, it's really, really hard to do, and he does it.
So, 14 years ago, first job, maintenance. You mentioned maintenance. Were you managing this high maintenance over here?
Unmanageable situation.
I don't see Joe as high maintenance at all. But I don't work with him or for him. So from that, 14 years on, now managing partner, what a great journey, right?
Yeah.
And for you, I know that's how you measure your success on the employees that you've fostered, who've, as you've invested in them, they invest back in the company.
Yeah. And the thing, it's a really challenging business, and I myself come from the very, very bottom of the restaurant business, or the very, very beginning of the restaurant business, and have done every job all the way through. And I had a job in San Francisco in the 90s that I loved so much, and I always think about this position. It was with a now defunct restaurant south of Market, and I loved that restaurant so much. And if there had been any upward mobility or equity for myself or any of the other people that I was working with, I'm 100% positive that restaurant group would still be thriving today. And I feel like the only way for us to be successful in this difficult industry, in this difficult town, is to have a system of equity where there's a shared goal.
Yeah. I love it, Joe. I know we're here to talk about food and the drinks and all that, but I think this is an important part of the story. And Chef, your story, it's a wonderful one. It really is. Did you imagine when you came from Guatemala here to America, did you have dreams and thoughts about where your career would go? Did it look anything like this?
No. I was more like on the construction side on my mind.
Because you are 6 foot tall and you look like a construction worker. I love radio. It's wonderful. Theater of the mind. And by the way, Joe's doing the interview in Speedos. What about that? Anyway.
Again.
Here's the good news. There are no rules on this podcast. What a journey for you. What did you imagine? Did you imagine anything like this with the career you've had here through Tacolicious and now Todo El Dia?
Yeah, no, nothing like this. I ended up doing kitchen work because, it was right there and I need opportunity to, like, go back to college. And that was the only chance that I had, like, just keep going on restaurants and do, you know, like, semesters, like, here and there and just keep going. Work doubles.
You're doing it, which is wonderful, and you're thriving. Todo El Dia, what's behind the name, Joe?
You know, we had as a group, we opened the Tacolicious concept in 2009, and it's bar-centric and dinner-centric. I mean, there's a lunch aspect to it, but it's cocktail-driven and it's dinner-centric, and I'm not sure if it's my perspective on dining trends, but probably more getting older myself and being more productive in the mornings and being more healthy and thinking about breakfast, lunch, and dinner and an all-day affair. And we sought to, coming out of the pandemic, take advantage of the fact that San Francisco's got such great neighborhoods. I've always had a relationship with Noe Valley. between kids going to school in this neighborhood, myself living with the kids.
And one of your best buddies living in the neighborhood.
My best buddies living down, right just a block away. But we got together as a team and just thought such a familial, nice little, almost inner city suburb enclave of Noe Valley would be a perfect place to do a all-day healthy Cal-Mexican view on healthy, clean, produce-driven Mexican food.
So. And then to translate the name, Todo el Día.
All day.
That's it.
And actually, I don't have the merchandise, but the first name, and Sarah didn't like it, so I struggled with that, but I ended up going her way with it.
Yeah.
We were going to call it Todo el Día Baby.
Uh-huh.
All day baby. And I dropped the baby because everybody thought it was weird except for me. But in my head, I still see Todo el Día Baby. And when I think about the restaurant, I always say Todo el Día Baby.
Yeah. No, I like it. Yeah, I like it. Bring the baby back. Baby back. Baby back. Bring the baby back. Let's talk food, chef. Firstly, the tacos here. The breakfast tacos, my word, not one, not two, not three, four in one plate. Talk us through. What do we have right here?
So we have one traditional that is like, you know, like referring to Mexico is the chorizo taco. Like you can combine chorizo with pretty much everything. And why not an egg? It's really traditional to like have breakfast with chorizo. So that's a good choice right there. Why not add veggies to the eggs, right? So we need something healthy. That's the goal that we have.
I love that when you said healthy, you looked right into my eyes. He knows
telling
healthy.
You something. He
knows.
He's telling you.
Yeah.
So yeah. So that's why we add we had the veggies one and it will change on veggies depends on the season that we are.
Yeah.
Winter will change again, and why not California? Mm-hmm. Like you want to add. Bacon, you want to have egg, you want to have avocado, here we go.
You got to have piggy parts, a little bacon.
That's right.
Yeah,
it's good, right? So you got to have bacon. So that's, and the last one, it's called motuleño. That's more in the Yucatan side of the dish.
Mm-hmm.
We have, it's called habanero, motuleño sauce. It's like habanero sauce is really spicy. You add black beans puree to the eggs, and you have like a full breakfast right there.
I mean, my wine, I think one, maybe two tacos would be enough for me. But this is part of the breakfast experience. And you can have this all day, right, Joe?
Yeah, all day long. And they're all made with, they're all put on a organic blue corn masa, which is corn, water, salt, handmade. They do a really beautiful job.
And they keep it together.
Yeah, they keep it together.
There's nothing worse than a taco shell that falls apart when you pick it up.
No, so. You can't have that. And so the idea was to have color and to have health and to have cleanliness and to have it be affordable and bright and vibrant and seasonal. And
We're a neighborhood with lots of families.
Yeah.
And so I know it's a great spot for kids, families. You want to come in and have a solo dining experience, you can. But the breakfast part, just to finish off the other couple of dishes here, something I've never had before, Joe, the chia pudding.
Mr. Chia Pudding over
chia
there.
Chia pudding.
is this your baby?
Yeah, this is my baby.
Is this your Todo el Día, baby?
That's the baby from Todo el Día. So yeah, the chia pudding, it's all milk, chia seeds. We add strawberries. Why not hemp seeds? Oh, it's so healthy.
I'm hooked. I'm hooked. Whenever I come, I order it. I love that dish. Something I never had before. And it works.
Yeah, it's just delicious. And then we worked to create a house granola that we're serving with Strauss yogurt and berries. And the house granola, for me, I actually came up with the recipe and did it three or four times, and I was reasonably proud of it. And then I gave it to Miner, and it has crystallized ginger as one of the main ingredients, and I thought it was gave a nice uniquity to it. And I gave it to Miner and passed it off, and then he made it, and he didn't cut the ginger fine enough, and so I left, and I was really upset. And then I went home and I tasted it, and his is better. So actually, it's now the Todo el Día's house-made granola with less finely chopped
and it works.
Ginger. It's much better.
So sometimes the best things happen by accident.
Yes.
Although you did it purposely.
Yeah, I did it purposely.
Yeah. And folks can actually get the granola to go if they want just bags of granola.
Absolutely. The granola, as well as some of the ancho ricotto is a perfect seasoning, as well as our salsa seca, which is a dry salsa that we make in-house, and also our friends at Postscript Coffee. They roast here in town in Jackson Square. If you haven't been to Postscript, it's very fantastic. And just when we set out to put a coffee program together, they were just launching as well, so it worked out perfectly, and we keep it all in the city.
Let's talk about your drinks. I love ordering these drinks, so it makes me feel like I'm healthy. Yeah. But they are healthy drinks. Chef, want to talk us through the three drinks? Let's begin with the green one right here.
The wing juice. What's the joke about the wing juice, John?
Well, my Moss, who's our youngest son, he had a juice problem when he was a child. And he used to, he also had a problem saying R letters. So he used to say, instead of car, he would say caw. Uh-huh.
And so he's British.
Yeah, right. He actually talked like a
car's British. Outside.
Yeah. And instead of green juice, he would always ask us for green juice. And so we started out with the green juice for Moss. The P-Rex is a nickname that I used to have for his older brother, Silas. And then Pahara, which is my own concoction for the word bird. My daughter Mia's middle name is Bird. So we named the juices, and we wanted them to be colorful and full of health and beauty, but I did no more than explain the concept to Miner and then pass it off, and he's actually come up with the recipes, and they're perfect, and they're lovely, and they're healthy, and he could have to tell you more about how they're made.
Okay, we'll start with the wing juice. It's, we have celery, we have baby kale, we have the Tuscan kale, we have mint, fennel, and lemon, some apples. That's
wow, so that's a health drink right there.
That's a really.
And then the Giants colors right here, everyone's favorite baseball team, San Francisco Giants.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we can call it
Come
Giants.
Come on, say it, Joe.
Oh, yeah. That's it.
Giants. Giants. why are you holding your tongue? Talk us through the orange.
The orange, the La Paja, we have carrots, apples, and ginger juice.
And then, of course, let's go red for your 49ers. What's in this drink? What's the name?
In the P-Rex, we have red beets, carrots, and turmeric.
I mean, my word. Come one, come all, enjoy all. Why not? Yeah. I love coming here. I love the vibe, love the energy, love the staff. I love the breakfast. I love them coming up breakfast all day if I want. But what I really, really love on your menu is your MF Chicken. Before Chef gets into it, Chef Miner, what's behind the name MF Chicken, Joe?
Well, you know, interestingly, about, God, it's been 14 years now, 12 years now, 13 years, somewhere in there. Interestingly, when Telmo, who was the original chef for
Taco Bell, hey, Telmo.
Telmo and I one night were talking about putting together a chicken concept. I had always had a vision for it. I worked for a restaurant group in the 90s that was very famous for its rotisserie chicken. I grew up with a little California fascination of El Pollo Loco back in its old days when they had the grill in the middle of the dining room. So I've always had this love for it, and as I got older and started having kids, I wanted to come up with something. And I had a concept that I was going to put right around the corner at 24th and Castro called MF Chicken. And Telmo and I came up with the name MF Chicken one night. We were watching a movie together, and there was a reference to a fighting chicken.
Yeah.
And it was a Mexican fighting chicken. And so we named it, and it had a different connotation for a lot of people, but we just left it alone. We thought MF sounded better than Mexican fighting. So, yeah, and that's just, you know, supposed to be something that's easy and healthy and clean and good and affordable, and everybody likes rotisserie chicken, and I think we do it really well. Interestingly, in 2014, I was serving the MF Chicken out of our North Beach location, and a foodie chap came by, and we did an interview together. I still have...
Oh, memories.
Yeah, right? I looked at
memories.
It just before this, knowing that we were doing this today, I looked back on it. We were really good looking then.
Yeah, what happened?
I don't know.
COVID. Know. You know what? We're only 23 years old. Yeah,
yeah. It's 20.
COVID aged us.
Yeah, that's right. So Our corporate head chef, Fernando Guzman, who is from Guanajuato originally, And he was with Tacolicious early days and then on sabbatical and then came back to us a couple of years ago. One of the first things I asked Fernando to do, because MF Chicken was my creation, and you know, it's kind of like hearing your voice on the radio, but it never sounds quite right. And whenever I ate MF Chicken, it never was what I wanted it to be. It didn't have enough acidity. It came off as a little heavy on the marinade, on the rub. And I asked Fernando, I tasked him with adding some levity to the dish, and he just did a beautiful job. I couldn't be more happy with the product. And again, in true to his form, Miner has taken Fernando's recipe and he just makes it so consistently perfect. And it works well for a dine-in or a takeout.
Well, come eat it here or have it to go. I'm having mine to go today, by the way. So let me ask you, Miner, for you, what makes the perfect roast chicken or the most perfect rotisserie chicken? What does that have to be good?
To be good, definitely the marinade for the chicken and the brine. So that's what the main focus was. We had the machine, like the machine can cook the chicken, but it's not enough.
Yeah.
So that's where we work to find the right flavors, the right consistency, and then the right time to do it.
I love the skin.
Yeah.
I love the, you know, really crispy on the outside, moist on the inside. The chicken comes with some sides and a very special sauce. Talk us through the sides.
We have mint rice, again, looking for good, healthy, like nothing too heavy, pairing with chicken and pretty much with everything that we have. The mint rice, it's just phenomenal. It's really soft and like it feels good. So it makes you feel good. So. And on the beans, we decided to go something more unique for this place, and we find this jello eye beans. It was like Joe's ideas to find something that is not more traditional everywhere. So we found those in Rancho Gordo beans.
Oh, they make Rancho Gordo. They make the best beans. Yeah.
And that's it, just beans, water, and some salty.
And then finally, again, Giant's Colors, the orange special sauce.
Right. And I got to give a little bit of credit. Well, credit to Telmo for growing up in San Jose and everybody's favorite orange salsa down there. He brought that to us about 2010 because of his own love for San Jose's famous orange sauce, and we have come up with our own version to replicate it. This one's interesting because it's an arbol chili based, and you actually make it similar to a vinaigrette, which is unique for salsa. You add a little bit of oil on a slow drizzle while it's mixing, and so it emulsifies and gives it a creaminess that you don't find often.
My word, really, really nice. My gosh, making me drool here. For those who've never been here to Total El Dia, why should they come?
The food, that's a number one star, and you know, we're trying to have the humanity to all the guests, like how we can help them. Mm-hmm. We wanted to like give us a chance to try what we're putting on the table.
Yeah, well, the food is great, the hospitality here, the conviviality, always greeted with a smile. And of course, it's always a bonus when Joe's in the house. What do you tell folks when people ask you, Total El Dia, what's it all about? Why should people come?
Yeah, you know what? I personally think about this part of town is it has some of the best weather, as we just talked about this morning, Liam, over coffee. San Francisco, to our minds, has the best weather anywhere in the world, where it's never too cold and it's never too hot. Yeah. You can wear jeans and a t-shirt almost every day of the year.
Yeah.
It always feels good. And I feel like this Noe Valley in particular, if you distill that down, that San Francisco, Noe Valley has got the best weather. And then if you distill that down, our back patio at Noe Valley is colorful and it's got succulents and a hot pink wall and the sun's shining and the birds are chirping and there's lemon trees and fig trees. And I just think to sit out there and have a cup of coffee and a breakfast taco, you can't do much better.
Maybe we want to go and sit in the patio now.
Let's do it.
Yeah. It was the reference to the hot pink wall.
Yeah, right.
Friends, come one, come all. Miner, thank you so much.
Thank you
for your time. Thank you so much. My buddy Joe, love you, bud.
Thank you so much.
So excited to have you in the neighborhood. Total El Dia opened in April. 6 months on. Things are hopping. But come, bring the family. Come for a date. Have food to go. And it is an all-day restaurant. So from breakfast in the morning to lunch to dinner. Come for an afternoon glass of wine on the patio too, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Wine, micheladas, beers, fantastic.
Todo el día, baby. More at kcbsradio.com and click on Foodie Champ.